it's as good as Brother Tom said, to let the Lord have His way with you and let Him use you, and to be quick to respond to Him, as we sang in that song. And sometimes you'll make a mistake, like the introduction to the choir song will start to play, and you'll just start singing the song. That happens. And then you repeat the chorus again. Thank the Lord that we didn't start singing all the verses. Small blessings, I guess. You know, you make mistakes sometimes. I'm glad that early on I learned that it's okay to make a mistake. Because if I never learned that, I probably never would have done anything. Because I've made plenty of them. And we all have. Every one of us have. If you've done anything for the Lord, or wanted to be quick to respond and to answer Him, you've made mistakes. Oh, how many times? How many times have I let out a song in the wrong key? Or started it too high that only dogs could hear it, if we could possibly get that high? That's the way it is. That's the way it is. If everything was perfect, what would the staff have to talk about after the meetings or whatever? It's not always that way. But even in the Bible, it wasn't that way. Even in the Bible, it wasn't that way. Not even some of the greats of the Bible, they didn't even do it all right all the time. You remember Peter, when he tried to cut off Malchus's head, he missed. He only got the ear. But he was wrong at even getting the ear. Jesus had to put it back on. I would have put it back on his forehead. But Jesus put it right back on where it was supposed to be. But he shouldn't have done that. He made a mistake. But, hey, the Lord dealt with that and worked with him. And I remember so many places in the Bible. Remember the guy that wanted to make lunch? I hope nobody here gets a bright idea, but he found something growing outside. And he decided, well, we'll chop that up. It looks like a vegetable. We'll throw that in the pot too. He almost killed the whole camp. All the prophets almost got wiped out in one swell swoop, or whatever you call it. All of a sudden, boom, God could have killed them all. But fortunately, the prophet threw something in that pot, and there's death in that pot. There's death in that pot. We've got to fix it. And fortunately, the Lord was able to intervene and fix it. Otherwise, that could have been disastrous. Could have been Jim Jones before Jim Jones back there in Elisha's day. But you know, you do that. Everybody does that sometimes. I remember, I guess it's okay to mention his name, Eddie Parker. Some of you remember Eddie Parker when he got up to pray one time. Dear glad we're so God to be here today. Okay, the Lord understood. The Lord knew. And fortunately, he didn't go out and hang himself with Judas. He just tried again next time. And God used him. God used Eddie Parker and put him into the ministry. And if he never got over it, if he never got over, oh, I made a mistake. I'm not going to do that ever again. I'm never going to testify because I got up to testify and my mind went blank. All right, so then fill in the blanks and do the best you can. But you're not doing it to be seen or to be heard or to be noticed or to be clapped for or applauded. You're doing it because, Lord, I want to be what you want me to be, and I need your help, and I'm not very good at this, but Lord, I'll be a witness if you will help my weakness. I know that I'm not worthy, Lord, of thee, but here goes, Lord. I can't sing very well, but Lord, you put the song in my heart, and so here goes. See, I'm going to try my best, and we have a brother in our church. He sings songs. He likes to sing songs. He likes to start choruses. And every time he starts a chorus, he's looking at me with pleading, longing eyes, like, bail me out now and help me. Because he'll start in a monotone and he'll keep on that one note. He figures, I've got this note and I'm going to use it to the best of my ability. And so he'll sing, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. And you got to try to... But the Lord uses him. And the Lord makes him a blessing. And the Lord will use you. And will make you a blessing. But the Lord can't use you or make you a blessing if you're not willing to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to do what I feel you've put on my heart. I remember my Uncle Edwin said to me many years ago, he said, Ernie, you know, sometimes you'll make a mistake and you'll think it's a mistake, but the Lord knows how to correct mistakes. And he knows how to help through those times and whatever. And that's true. And I'm thankful that he does. And so if the Lord, not just now, and not just this morning, and not just here at camp, but when the Lord prompts you, put something, be quick to respond. be quick to answer. Many times that's happened, I guess maybe sometimes to you, where there's been a song in your heart and then you hesitated or you didn't and you felt the Lord, and then the Lord prompted maybe someone else to sing that same song. And that's good, thank God. He'll get his point across without you. He doesn't need you, but what a privilege it is if he's able then to use you. And you're able to recognize, even me, the least, I can know his voice and I can know his working in my heart and in my life. And so if I don't do so well, and I go on and on. And one minister that I know pronounced he was having a wedding, and he pronounced the couple man and woman. Well, that's good on a day like today. Poor New York. On a day like today, with the legalization or the going through with whatever they legalized a couple weeks ago, I guess it's good to pronounce them first of all man and woman, and then husband and wife. But you do that. That happens. But Lord, let me be a blessing. Let me be used by you. Let me be quick to respond and to answer you. And Lord, help me to serve you acceptably with reverence and godly fear. And you know, I'm not advocating that we just, you know, try to make a joke book of mistakes and that we try our best to blunder. We want to do our best for the Lord. We want to do what we possibly can with all of our heart and to the best of our ability. The Lord doesn't necessarily bless the mistakes that you make just because you made a mistake, but I'm thankful he knows our hearts. He knows our desire. He knows our motivation. And if we're in it to serve him, to be a blessing, he'll take that. And I've been there, and so have you. I've been blessed by staff testimonies many times. And sometimes what you might consider the least of the staff or the youngest of the staff, but how God will use that staff member, or God will use a guest, or God will use a song, or the Lord will speak through some other venue or way, and it'll just be the word of encouragement or help that we need. And so we want to be in the will of God. We want his will to fold us closer till we're wholly lost in him.